Greetings, colleagues, classmates, instructors, professors, project supervisors, distinguished guests, and last but not least, our families. We are the MRSC graduating class for the spring of 2010. Nancy Litke, Janice Davis-Stein, and John Campbell, and myself, Denise Sylvestre. Each of us began this journey at different times, stages in our lives, and career levels. We're all novices to this online world and thought it might be interesting to share some of our early online experiences with you. One of the first tasks you do online is to post a bio and become acquainted with your fellow learners.
Good grief. I cannot believe the other learners in this program. Am I the only person who does not run marathons, completely renovate my house, juggle family, and run an entire physical therapy department while doing their master's? What shall I include in my bio? Okay, well, here goes. I graduated before PCs were even invented. Type 10 words per minute, and thank God for spell check, but why can I not just know which there I mean? My children are the same age as some of my classmates, and my main exercise is walking my dog. I hope my family, especially my husband, survives the next few years of study. Perhaps a few glasses of wine along the way, and this too will be possible.
So there were those of us that tackled two and three courses at a time, and others that thought, man, those people are nuts. I can barely balance one of these courses with the rest of my chaotic life. For all of us, we began this journey as strangers, and as our journey progressed, each at a different pace, we started to see familiar names appear in the bios for each new course. Those familiar names in each subsequent class brought comfort, camaraderie, and ultimately friendship. Online learning also brought about a newfound intimacy with the world of computer technology and websites. Unlike our children, many were not quite so savvy with navigating our way around a website.
Oh, if only I can remember how to find that website. Okay, we're on the UBC site, but now what? Oh no, quick links. Now tab for e-learning. Okay, why can't I find WebCT? Wait, they've changed to Vista. Oh, just when I thought they'd figured it out, now they've changed the website again. There are times when I sure miss the classroom when all you had to do was find the door and the number. All right, thread. Which thread was I on? Now those threads, still haven't wrapped my mind about that word. A thread is something you sew with, and now somebody has decided that they're going to use it to carry on a conversation. What are they going to come up with next? All right, got the site bookmark, discussion tab, ready to start. I can't believe it. 85 posts. What? How do these people write so much? Does nobody have a life in this program? And here, I thought I was going to get to bed a little earlier than 2:30 a.m. All right. Finish the post. Double check. All right. Responded appropriately. Answered all the questions. No stepping on toes. No criticizing. Used my little smiley face a few times. Included the references. Word count. Oh no, how did it end up at 1,000 words? Well, that's not going to go over well, for sure. Okay, more editing, and then now I better save this in 14 places just in case it crashes again. In my copy, a work email, okay, here we go, finally, post. Oh look, it's only 3 a.m.
In addition to the challenges of computer technology, we were reacquainting ourselves with academic expectations. For most of us, that meant reactivating areas of our brains that had been dormant for more than a few years. It required the integration of new skills, such as searching databases instead of library shelves.
Great. Got all my keywords and search. Oh, for heaven's sakes, how can I go from 7,684 hits to zero with one change? Okay, let's get this paper in after 102 hours of working on it. Now, have I got all those darn commas, semicolons, spaces, and periods correct for my APA format? I bet the American Psychological Association was just trying to drum up business when they made all these format rules. All right, almost done. What's left? Of course, the Running Head. Where did they come up with that name? Sounds like an alternative rock band. Phew, done and 10 minutes to spare before the PST deadline. One more check of word count. How can I be 345 words over? Should listen to Mary. Keep it short and to the point.
So this is a bit different than hiding behind the computer. So we all persevered. We rose to the challenges set out by the program, our esteemed instructors, our patient and supportive project supervisors, and, of course, Sue Stanton. As we collaborated on this speech, we all heard Mary Clark whispering in our heads, keep it to the point, short, well-structured sentences that flow seamlessly, the effective use of punctuation, and always tie it together with a strong conclusion. Of course, those were words of wisdom for scientific writing. Now at least we can add some humor and creativity. We all experienced much relief and celebration as each course was checked off and our MRSC study plan updates for Lois became shorter and shorter. We must also acknowledge and thank Lois for those frequent and timely emails, reminders for course registration, deadlines, tuition payment deadlines, and of course reminding us to register for tonight's events and tomorrow's graduation. I think we're all wondering if Lois is available to help us organize the rest of our lives. With each passing course, we grew and evolved into more efficient students, developed better skills in conducting literature searches, and we all actually figured out all those spaces, commas, and periods for APA, and finally nailed what a professionally written paper should look and sound like. We would all like to acknowledge and thank Sue Stanton. You are the glue that holds this program together. You have an essential role in developing the curriculum and setting the standards to get the most out of the students, which results in the students getting the most out of themselves. Some of us feared your questions. All of us feared that dreaded comprehensive exam. I mean, really, why isn't just passing the courses enough? All of us grew to respect the depth of your knowledge and the wisdom in your words. And although still a bit intimidating in the project defenses, it was always a good feeling to receive the follow-up congratulations and comments following those tough and challenging questions. In closing, we stand here today as successful Master of Rehab Science graduates. We have made many wonderful friendships and accumulated a wealth of knowledge that will lead us on to future successes in our careers. Some of us may go on with additional formal education, while others fear the wrath of our spouses at the mere mention of it. But all of us will continue to be lifelong learners, set with the skills and abilities taught from this wonderful program and the great instructors that are a part of it. Thank you for sharing this evening with us and our families.